Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
When you need the right words and don't want to screw it up, let The Bird Show be your texting tutor, and we'll screw it up for you.
So we're about to help Julianne text one of her best friends. Her best friend has a New Year's resolution to lose weight, and she's trying to recruit Julianne to get in on this resolution also. Julianne doesn't want to, but the best friend is being very, very persistent, and she wants our help. So you text the best friend and go, hey, back off without hurting her feelings. Hey, Julianne.
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. All right. So tell us how we can help you.
Well, first, Happy New Year. Are we still allowed to say Happy New Year, Bert?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That's what it is. Nah, you 7 days.
This is the first time we're talking to Julianne in the new year, and it's January. Happy freaking New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, so the
it's been a week.
The New Year's already brought on problems for you, okay? And it has everything to do with your friend's weight and not necessarily yours. So what's up?
Yeah. So, you know, my best friend, she made a New Year's resolution to lose weight and to, you know, get in shape and stuff like that. And she's just been pressuring me nonstop to make the same exact resolution. And, like, I get that she wants someone to join her to the gym and like hold her accountable or whatever, but I'm super happy with my body and the way it is. Like, I love my curves and, you know, my thick booty and stuff like that. And, you know, I told her I'm not interested, but she just keeps bringing it up and I'm starting to feel like hurt by it. Like, she's saying I should want to change. And like, I'm pretty sure she doesn't mean it that way, but I am starting to kind of feel offended and I need to put my foot down. And that's where I'm coming to you guys, because I want to text her to explain some boundaries and support her without, you know, the unnecessary drama or hurting our friendship or anything like that.
So she's kind of putting her values on you, saying that you should want to lose weight, which is sort of in a roundabout way saying, hey, you're overweight. If you want to get healthy, you should want to do this for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it's been phrased.
Cass, I'm sure you got a take on this.
I do, but I want to hear a little bit more, because right now I'm like, let's jump straight to making it awkward and be like, hey, you keep asking me to do this. Do you think I'm fat?
Yeah.
And see what she says.
I kind of love that approach, because when we start this conversation, I was trying to think, I'm like, well, how do we even begin this? Because it's kind of unprovoked. Like, it'd be one thing if y'all were kind of in the middle of a conversation and you're like, I'm not really sure how to respond to this. But I think if we just kind of like come out swinging and in a way that feels, to me, it feels a little sarcastic to be like, you think I'm fat or something? But also like very much getting us to the point of we need this narrative to end of us losing weight together if it's just something you want to do.
She literally opened this conversation by saying she's trying to avoid the drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I want to hear a little more, because.
Okay. Yeah. Vito, you want to avoid the drama? You're on air with a radio show. Okay. If you wanted to avoid the drama, you would be calling your therapist.
So like, I'm not agreeing with Julianne's friend and how she's pressuring her. I think she's out of pocket for doing it. But if she wants to salvage this relationship and try to get to the bottom of it, I'm worried that by coming out hot like that, even if it's, you know, kind of tongue in cheek or whatever, it's going to like get her on the defensive, and it's not going to be received well, and we're not going to get the result we're looking for.
And you know, it may not be that she wants you to lose weight. It may be that she's afraid of failing herself and needs a support system and is turning to you as the support system. So I think if we go in being like, hey, I don't want to do this with you, but I'm happy to do stuff with you. I can send you healthy recipes. I'm happy to go on walks with you and be a support system for your friend. If that's something you're willing to do, that might be the way to do it.
Or to swing the pendulum on the completely opposite side of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is true. I'm just throwing it out there as a possibility. What if she's looking for a duff for the gym to make herself feel better?
Oh,
whoa.
Oh,
wow.
Mm.
Okay.
Escalated quickly now,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
I think there's a kind way to do this. There really is. And I think it has something to do. You know, we'll come back and we'll start texting. But I think it's something like, hey, I've been chewing on this. sorry, that's the cliche.
Boy,
that's
a,
sorry. Mulling it over.
That wasn't mulling it over.
Thinking about it. That's probably, ruminating on it. Yeah, yeah. Contemplating. Letting it digest.
Yeah, really pondering. Digest. You know what? Let me rephrase it. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. All right, we'll start texting Tudor then.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Maturity is healthy. It's just no fun.
Bert, Kristen, Mo, and Abby on The Bert Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting, or at least helping Julianne text her best friend. Her best friend has a New Year's resolution. She wants to lose some weight. She has recruited Julianne in this New Year's resolution. Julianne loves her body. She's fine with it. She doesn't want it, but her best friend keeps coming at her going, you should want to do this, which is really implying like, I'm looking at you. I see that you're overweight.
You should want to do this with
me. You should want to do this for yourself, which is really, really insulting.
It is.
But I do think that there is a way to do this in a kind way. And I think to start it by just saying that, hey, I have been mulling over your suggestion. And I want to let you know that this is really not my journey at this point. And then adding what Cassie did a couple of minutes ago. But if you need my help in any way, I'm glad to help you out.
What if we use the whole intent versus impact, okay? What if we are like, listen, I know your intent is not to make me feel like I'm overweight. However, you constantly asking me to join your New Year's resolution has impacted me in a way that has me self-conscious about my body.
That's good.
That's great.
Mm.
I think there are three tiers of approach to this. Honestly, if I were in this situation, I would start with exactly what Bert just said. Like, hey, it's not my journey, but I want to support you. I'm here. And then if she fires back, you should really do it. Then we go with Kristen's, hey, intent versus impact. You're making me feel this way. And she pushes again. Go with me and Abby's. Burn the fat house down.
Okay.
Don't you be fat shaming my friend Julianne. How about this? I've been mulling over the offer to be a part of your New Year's resolution. Okay. We're going to be very, very just direct. While I love this for you, this is not my journey.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me the hell alone.
Bye. But be like, you still have my full support.
Yeah.
Because we do. We love this for her.
Yeah.
We love this journey for her.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important.
But it's not yours.
Yeah, and I think it's important to offer her support. And you tell me how I can help you, and I will be there for you. That's what a best friend does.
Yep. Good. Send?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send it. All right. Send.
Yeah. I spent an hour looking at cakes yesterday. Where?
Online. For your new baby?
Online. For my new baby. I'm having a baby shower for my kitten. You are?
Are you kidding me?
I'm having a sip.
Are you kidding me?
I'm having a... That's what the invitation says.
Oh, my God.
That's what the invitation says.
Listen to me, Abby.
It's a sip and see so people can come. So my cat can get socialized because it is important during the certain development stages that they're exposed to a certain amount of people so they don't develop a fear of humans so that as she grows, I don't have to be like, sorry, my cat's going to bite you. Okay.
You are truly going to be single forever.
No, this is amazing. It's are you kidding?
I was really pulling for you.
I was on your team, too.
Okay, I love this for you.
It's going to be so cute.
I love this for us. Please do a registry.
Okay. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Yes. No, that's too much.
No, it is not.
That's too much.
The whole thing is too much.
The whole thing.
You have to do
it.
Listen, I am a
hold
good...
On, hold on. Yeah. Julianne has something to say.
Sorry, Julie. No, we're making Julianne hold.
I love the idea of a cat.
Yeah. I am a true Southern woman. I will not show up at any sip and see baby kitten shower, whatever, without a gift. You need to do a registry.
I will make a registry, and I will reveal it next week on The Bert Show.
Julianne, what did she say?
She said, I thought 2025 was the year we were both going to, and in quotes, be our best selves. This is the year of self-improvement, exclamation point.
I think you say, like, my definition of self-improvement and your definition of self-improvement are different.
So my definition of self-improvement is a little different from yours, but I would still love to support you in your goal.
I think we also have to sort of draw a line immediately and say, like, I really don't, something about, like, I don't want to continue this conversation because this can go on and on and on and on and on. And I think that she needs to say, like, I am very, something about being firm in her decision. So how can I help you?
Ooh, yeah.
But you say what Bert said in the beginning are different, are, you know,
My definition of self-improvement is a little, is different.
Looks different.
Yours.
Or what if we just more direct?
Different.
What if we're just more direct and we just say, I don't want to lose any weight?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah, because then you can't beat around the bush. It's just, I do not want to lose weight.
You say that, and then at the end, put, listen, you do you, I'll do me.
Ooh.
Boom. Okay. That's it.
And I don't have no interest. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, I don't really fault your friend, and I don't think she's being mean. It's so ingrained into us, this want to lose weight or this need to lose weight, no matter what size you are. I mean, I know women who I would love to look like who are conventionally thin who still want to lose weight. And so it is an alien foreign concept to find a woman who's like, no, I'm good with my body. I don't really want to do that. And it just does not occur to people.
It doesn't compute.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have my definition of self-improvement looks different from yours. I have no interest in losing weight. You do you and I'll do me.
I like it.
Send it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Send.
Okay.
Send.
So it's a whisker warming party.
Oh, cute.
Just so you know that you can never tell a man any of this.
Listen, men aren't talking to me. I might as well live my life the way I want to live it.
So it'll play itself out.
It's going to be consistent.
Herbert, if a man can't handle her at her worst, he doesn't deserve her at her best. Now listen.
First, you need to see her best.
I am so here for this. I am so on board. When are the invitations going out? Will you have Claritin at the door for those of us who are allergic?
Are you allergic to cats?
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, so much.
Yeah,
but I would come.
You can do lines outside.
Perfect.
Store a line of Claritin.
I'll have EpiPens on the counter.
If you could have just a box of Claritin, that would be amazing for those of us who are allergic.
BYOC, girl.
Bring your own Claritin?
Yeah, you're not going to show up to her. Like, you go to a baby shower, and then you're like, can you please, I'm allergic to babies, provide something so I can look at the baby.
I think as the host, I would do that for those that I know are allergic to babies.
I do think you have to accommodate both people that are going to go.
Claritin and Benadryl?
No,
the people that are going.
The one.
That are actually showing up to this thing.
One, two.
All two people that are going to show up at your apartment for this party.
You guys and my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's not coming.
All right. Julianne, what do you got, Julianne?
All right. It's very interesting. Totally. Muscle weighs more than fat. I'm focusing on weight training. Let's do this.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. No. Now we go into phase two, which was Kristen's idea of, like, intent versus impact. I would say something like, hey, girl, I love this for you.
I don't want to make any changes to my body. Period.
Yeah.
I would honestly put period with the T on the end. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, spell it out.
That's it.
And then at the end, please stop asking me.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now read what you have, Julianne.
Me. I don't want to make any changes in my body this year. That's not my goal. Period. With a T. Please stop asking me.
Well, I was about to say, as my friend.
I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe,
I did like, as my friend. As my friend, please stop asking me.
Yeah, as my friend, please stop asking me.
There
that's
we go.
Right. As my friend.
How about we end with a L-Y-L-A-S?
Love you like a sister. Like,
oh, yes. Aw.
I think that's nice. That takes the edge off a little.
Yes.
So I have, I don't want to make any changes in my body this year. That's not my goal, period. As my friend, please stop asking me. L-Y-L-A-S.
Boom.
Boom. Okay. Send. Great. Back to the cat.
Let me send you to your invitations. I did Evites because I'm cheap.
No, of course. That's what you do. I'm so excited for this.
Here we go.
My mind is racing.
I'm sending you your Zazzle pink kitten girl birthday invitation.
You know you're a busy person, right? You got a kid and a career and everything.
This is important to Abby.
This is my friend.
And so it's important to us.
And my friend has a new heartbeat in her house and I want to support her. Mm-hmm. What if I had a fish warming party?
A fish warming, a tank warming party.
I would never.
That would end in dinner.
Hey, yo.
That was good. Very Julianne, well, you're invited to all the parties.
Oh, what are you serving that's like cat themed?
Oh, so I'm getting little
fish.
I'm getting little cat macarons. So there will be little cat, like macarons with little cat whiskers on them and little cake pops. And I was looking for a cake from Publix because Publix has the best cake.
They do.
And you can get those little Amazon things that you can stick in them to make it look like a giant cat head.
Yes.
There will be rosé. Okay. There will be tea. There will be coffee and overall female friendship.
So cute.
And felines.
Speaking of female friendship, I've got a response.
Okay.
It says, okay, I'm just looking out for you. I don't want you to have any regrets by December.
Okay, thank you.
Just
okay.
Let it go. Just,
no, This is a line that's been crossed, and I think it's time to let her know she's being hurtful.
Yeah.
Or maybe not hurtful, but she's crossing a line.
Yeah, but I do feel like this has everything to do with her and not Julianne because she's like, you don't want to do it with me? Like, I have friends that feel like they always have to do something with somebody, and I think she's seeing this really scary thing she has ahead of her for the next year, and she's like, oh my God, I'm losing my comfort person. What can I do to convince her to change her mind?
I would say, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
My feelings, you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Please respect my privacy at this time.
I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that. I like my body the way it is, but I still support you in your goals. If you want to do that.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I wouldn't blame you for being deuces.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? Maybe, no. That might be where your friend's getting it twisted by you saying you support her, like you're going to go with her. So I would say, I'm going to pretend you didn't just say that. I like my body for how it is and don't want to change it. Done.
Mm-hmm. I even would say, that hurt my feelings, period. I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I like my body the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay. I don't think she's going to get it, but that's good.
This was a text between guys.
That really hurt my feelings, yeah.
Hey, yo, bro, I'm not doing it.
It would just be, hey, fat ass. You want to join me? I mean, I'm going to try to lose some weight this year. And clearly you put some on. Do you want to join me? And you go,
nah, bro, I'm all good.
That's it. Or absolutely not. And it's over.
That's it.
All right, you guys, I just got my invitation to the Kitten Sip and See from Abby. It has this adorable picture of a kitten on it.
Meow.
And it goes, are you kidding me, right meow?
Oh, boy.
Right meow. I want to go home.
Mo loves it secretly.
He totally wants to come.
No. It gets better.
Okay.
It gets better. It says, Betty is finally home. Let's party.
I've never felt more out of place in my own studio in 20-something years.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't wait for the registrar.
It's coming out.
This is a sophisticated event, Bert. We're not going to do the cat litter cake, so don't even suggest it.
What is a cat litter cake?
Google it.
Have them?
Yes. Well, no, it's like it's a cake that you can eat, but it looks like cat litter with doo-doo on it.
Absolutely not. What the hell, man?
So this is not the first time this has ever happened in the history of...
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
Not according to Pinterest.
Really?
Julianne got a response.
Oh, what do you got, Julianne?
So it was on like the three dots of typing for a while, and then it just came out with a thumbs up emoji.
Wow.
She mad.
She big mad.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or back. Thumbs up or thumbs up.
If she's successful, maybe she'll be littler mad.
And take the high road, girl. Don't respond.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. You stood your ground. I mean, trust me, I want to burn the village. But
or what if we respond back with love you, comma, thank you for understanding? Because she threw a thumbs up.
Yeah.
She understood.
Let's do that.
Is her thumb emoji a little thicker than your thumb emoji?
Now,
not as an anger thumb emoji, but as a, okay, cool, I hear you.
You need
we'll
to
pretend that that's what it is.
You need to send her something later to keep the peace, okay? So you're going to send a gift to her house with a sweet little note that says, still love you, hope you're going to do great on your goals for this year. Just type in this URL, crumbl.com, and send her some crumble cookies just to help her on her journey.
Beautiful. Yes.
She'll get over this. She's going to get over this. She's a little upset right now.
Yeah.
She'll get over it.
Yep, she'll get over it.
She'll
Our work
fine.
Is done here.
Yep.
I have a potty to plan, so if we could get out of here.
Now I want you to stay on the line. All right, Julianne, see you now.
All right, thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.